Yo, what's up, everybody, and welcome to NXT with Najee, a part of the Wrestling Heroes and Insiders podcast. This is episode 3, and I'm your host, just like it is every week. I am Najee. Hello. Nice to see you again. This is the January 16th edition in 2024 of NXT. I was also there this week again. Was a good time. The energy was insane from the second we started. Like the second we stepped foot inside the performance center, the energy was absolute madness. A lot of the stuff I will not repeat, but we did have to remind some friends of ours that it was a PG show. There were kids there, but let's just say it was rowdy. So we're going to jump right into it. This week, I'm not going to have a special guest, but I will have some photos that I will incorporate along with this video. Sorry, my friends who are listening to this via audio only. All right. First matchup for the night, we have Carmelo and Trick coming out together to take on Aegis and Nofe and Malik the Freak Blade. It's a tough match for us to root for because we like, basically all four of the superstars in this match. We love all four of them. Like, we understand that there's a little bit of situations going on with Melo, which are causing some people to change on him a little bit and switch up. But other than that, we still root for everybody in the match. So it was tough, but it's a brilliant match. I thought that, Malik and Aegis were going to pull it off because of the heat going on between Melo and Trick, even though it's not technically heat, but we believe what we believe. So believe it or not, Trick and Melo were on the same page basically the whole entire match. It was the tag team that we knew and loved, Trick Melo Gang, so well. And they come away with the victory. After the match, nothing but love. They shake each other's hands. They celebrate by the trophy, and we move on to the rest of the night. Later on in the show, though, there is a brief moment where they're celebrating in the back, talking about if they do win the tournament, that the finals, per se, will be on Vengeance Day. And, big hype about it. And Trick turns around. There's Ilya. Ilya lets him know that he's cleared and that he wants him to challenge him at Vengeance Day for his title. And Trick accepts. So now we got a little bit more heat starting to build up between that, and we'll see what happens next week when they move on in the tournament. Next, we got Oba coming out to address the open challenge that usually comes with the North American title. This time around, Oba is deciding that there will be no more open challenges. Oba wants that title and wants to keep that title. He says he has no problem defending it. But, like, he really wants to make sure that he's the beast that he can be, finally. And it was cool because the crowd, all of us, we were behind him, basically doing the Stone Cold what? But we were like, whoo, every single time he finished a sentence. And it made him laugh, and he almost broke character a couple times. But it was really cool just to support him. Regardless if they want him to kind of be a heel character, it feels like we're still there supporting him. Because he deserves it. Like, I can't wait. I say it every week. When he touches the main roster, it's going to be so much fun. So then Dragon Lee comes out, approaches him about his rematch, saying that he deserves a fair match. He deserves his rematch. And Oba does a little stare down and gives us a dramatic no, which a lot of us thought was hilarious. But good on him. More than likely, we will see them face each other at Vengeance Day, though. So don't be surprised when that happens. That's my guess. Anyways, it would make sense. basically, long story short, all that is that we love Oba. We're here for you. If you do watch this, sick. We would love to interview you. Please come on the show. We love you. Moving on to Lyra and Paxley versus Lola and Elektra. And, a tag team with a lot of heat in it, especially because Lola really wants to be able to cash in that contract when she wants to. And it almost seems like Lyra's getting hit at all angles from so many different people. And a lot of heated confrontations going on between the two. A lot of trash talking. But during this tag match, you got Lyra and Paxley taking away the win by pinfall. The chemistry between Paxley And Lyra is actually really, really good. Like, they work incredibly in the ring together. Like I mentioned last week when they had, I think, the double clothesline. Just, I think it was only like a 4-minute match. But, man, they look good together. And not to mention the fact that when Lyra came out, Paxton kind of ran out from the crowd wearing almost the exact same outfit and the exact same braid. And I myself was in the crowd screaming, I don't see nothing but braids and wings in the crowd. And I think I made Lyra laugh for a hot second. But that was during the commercial break. Yeah, but with only being like 4 minutes of action in the match, like it was a lot of fun to watch. And you can definitely feel that heat between Lola and Elektra starting to build up after that pinfall. And it just... All around, really, really good match. But we're going to move on from that one because we are, you know, we got a little time thing going on here. All right, so now we got Ridge Holland versus Joe Coffey with Gallus in Joe Coffey's corner. We have the winner being Ridge Holland. You can see that he's really playing into being depressed, like, with his character, which I do feel bad for him because now... Regardless of whether they're going this route with his character or not, it seems like he has that burden on him of not being safe to work with in the ring. And nobody wants to help him. He doesn't have any friends in the back of the, you know, in the back of the locker room. So after Ridge picks up the win, he actually gets jumped by all members of Gallus. And there was a moment where we were confusing the crowd because we kept seeing the cameras pointing at the entrance. We kept seeing Joe look at the entrance, and we were like, who's coming out to like help him? Well, he's just getting beat up. And then nobody came out. So it's, you know, it's just sad. And I think that the fans kind of feel for him too a little bit, at least some of us do. But yeah. Moving on to the next one. We're back to the second Dusty match of the night, the Dusty Classic, baby, match of the night, where you have LWO versus Chase U with Andre Chase in their corner. Surprise, surprise, Zelina Vega showed up with LWO tonight, which was really cool. The crowd definitely let her know that they appreciated her being there. Another high-flying match from both the boys from LWO who pick up the win and move on in the tournament. We all were just waiting for that moment where Joaquin just went flying in the air, and I feel like they teased it a lot, but we didn't quite get the same one as last time. But I hope they save it for something big, and I hope that we get another good moment out of that from LWO. There's a lot of big rumors speculating about people joining the LWO and this, that, and whatever, but I don't want to spread false information, even though I've heard some things. Yeah, well, we're going to move on. Yeah. let's see. Next up, we got, pardon me, sorry, y'all. Had a cold a couple weeks ago, so I'm just... still working through it. We had Dijak versus Trey Bearhill. Dijak ends up taking the win by the big boot. At the end of this one, we're going to just jump right into the end of it because there was a surprise attack, another surprise attack on Bearhill from Lexus King. And I myself am actually a fan of Lexus King. I think he's good. I think he reminds me a lot of a 90s-esque wrestler with an Attitude-era attitude, if that makes sense. Like, you know how we kind of have LA Knight as a Attitude-era wrestler, but he doesn't quite have that, like, pizzazz and, like, that... I don't know how to explain it or what word I'm trying to use, but I think the Lexus King has it, and I'm interested to see them kind of put him more into a bigger story. Like, it was fun when he was in the story with Melo, but I think that now they're just kind of pushing him down just a little bit to maybe have him develop some more. Yeah, I did also read something that he said he's interested in, like, linking up with Cody at some point in time in his career because he thinks that both of their stories about, like, family and whatnot would actually be a lot of fun. And I do believe that because Cody is all about following in his father's footsteps and one-upping his father, while Lexus doesn't want anything to do with that legacy and wants to be somebody completely different than his father. So if you really kind of like sit there and think about that one, it seems like it could be something that the writers would be able to have a field day with and create some crazy, crazy, crazy moments with. All right, so now we're gonna move on to the last match of the night, which was the number one contender 20 Women Battle Royal, where we find out who will take on Lyra at Vengeance Day, I believe, for the championship. The final women in this match, like the final four people that are in the ring after the Battle Royal, it turns into a fatal four-way match, and I think that's awesome. I feel like that's how Battle Royal should always be, personally. That's genius writing, and everything that happened during that match was fantastic. Every single one of those women looked incredible. With Cora Jade, unfortunately, being out for, I think they said a year, a whole entire year because of her ACL at a house show that she was recently at or something like that. I think it was this past Saturday. They replaced her with Ren Sinclair. Y'all, like, before I even get into how crazy this match was, I have to just sit there and give that woman her flowers. Like, I did some research on her the other day just to see who she was after the match. And, yo, she's a beast. And no wonder she went as hard as she did. I'm pretty sure she made it to, like, the final six. And she eliminated Last Legend, who I thought 1,000% was going to win that match. Like, yeah, it was just, it was